弟兄姊妹们，主内平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
这个轻啊，就这么轻，就这样上去。
没山寨。老弟兄，
老弟兄，哎，老弟兄啊，听不出来的吗？
等等，等等，等等。哦，可以了，可以了，有了。
今天我跟弟兄姊妹交通的题目是《爱的真谛》。
The topic of my sharing this morning is on the essence of love.
凡事包容，凡事相信。
Love covers and love always believes.
我现在，我们先有点祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
亲爱的主，当我们来到你面前的时候，
Our dear Lord, as we come before you,
我们真的被你的爱所激励，我们要想千万声。谢千万声。
We are constrained by your love that we want to sing praises to you over and over again.
因为你的爱把我们拯救在这个爱的羊圈当中。
Because your love has brought us back to the fold of your flock.
让我们彼此相爱。
That we love one another.
但愿主你自己用爱的恩膏再一次的涂抹我们。
May your love once again anoint us.
让我们活出真爱，让你得着荣耀。
That we can live and manifest true love and you be glorified.
把你的爱传播出去，借助我们的口，借助我们的这个器皿。
We can also spread forth your love through our mouths and through this vessel.
使世人来爱你，来归向你。
And the world can love you and return to you.
我是何等不配的一个器皿。
I'm not a worthy vessel.
没有资格站在这个讲台上。
Indeed, I'm not qualified to stand in the pulpit.
但是你的爱激励我，给我信心，我需要用我的口跟弟兄姊妹来交通你的爱。
But truly, your love has constrained me and grants me faith that I need to use my mouth to share with brothers and sisters of your love.
让你的爱成为我们的润滑剂。
So your love will actually change this earthen vessel.
是我们的人、家庭、教会成为你的见证。
This life, our personal life, family life, and the church life will be your testimony.
如果我今天的交通如果是出于不是你的，你接近我。
May you cleanse if there's anything that is not from you.
让话语得到弟兄，来到弟兄姊妹的耳中，不是听到虚欺人感情的话。
So when I speak, it is not words of emotions only.
而是你自己的话语。自己的呼召。
But truly, it is the word from you, and it's the calling from you.
看到的是你的见证和榜样。
We can only want to see your testimony and your life.
你祝福我们这样的聚集。
May you bless our gathering.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Our dear brothers and sisters.
我今天也在基督里边跟大家一起的回顾
你
的教导。
I would like to revise God's word,
探讨学习爱的真谛。
And try to understand what is the essence of love.
我们说爱的源头是神。
We know the source of love is God.
神就是爱。
God is love.
整本的圣经就是爱。
The whole Bible is of love.
在旧约里边，神爱世人。爱他的选民以色列。
In the Old Testament, God loved His chosen people, the Israelites.
但人违背了他，背
叛
了他。
Rebelled against God.
所以他出于爱来管教，而去责打分散他们。
So out of love, God disciplined and scattered the people.
但是神又是怜悯的、慈爱的神。
But God is merciful and compassionate.
接着他们回到了神的面前，愿意悔改。
And when they were willing to repent and return to God.
神就让他们归回，让他们能够是重建和更新。
God allowed them to return and rebuild the testimony.
在创世纪当中，神用洪水灭了世界。
You know, in the Old Testament, God used the flood to destroy the world.
留下了挪亚一家八口。
Only Noah and his family of eight remained.
但是过后他懊悔了。
And then afterward, God regretted.
他用彩虹预认立约。我以后不再用水灭世界。
And God used the rainbow as a symbol, telling the whole world that I will never destroy the world with flood.
他借着先知出预言，他说有童女生子，圣灵怀孕。
And through the prophet, he
要赐给他们一个婴孩。
He promised that there will be a virgin born of a child born of a virgin and became the Messiah.
他要用恩典来拯救人类。
The Messiah will change, will save the world with grace.
在新约，神的爱子为了拯救人类，为了开场救恩的这一个，就是这一个，就是这个一个时刻。
In the New Testament, in order to save the world,
他拒绝了神荣耀的地位，诚心谦卑来到了地上。
Jesus Christ Himself forsook the glory of Godhead and came to this world.
他受尽了屈辱，受尽了苦难，他传播了爱的福音。
He bore the sufferings and pains and rejections to spread the gospel of love.
行了救世扶伤爱人的神迹奇事。
And He performed miracles to heal the sick and to save the lost.
最终他被钉在十字架上，用自己的生命成就了神爱世人的计划。
At the end, He was crucified on the cross and using His very own life to fulfill the salvation plan of God.
十字架是古时候最残酷的刑罚。
You know, the cross, the crucifix was the cruelest punishment of death.
它代表了死亡。
Represent death.
因为耶稣被钉在十字架上，十字架成神了一个爱的生命的标记。
Because Jesus was crucified on the cross, so the crucifix became the symbol of love. Symbol of love.
今天国际红十字会各个医院都是以这个十字架作为救世扶伤的一个记号。
You know, the Red Cross and all hospitals use the cross to represent love.
保罗在以弗所书。
Paul in the book of Ephesians.
说既然在十字架上灭了冤仇，船被接着十字架是两相和好，与神和好了。
He himself is our peace, who has made the two one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
这是神与人的和好。
The reconciliation between God and man.
他在十字架当中说
，In verse 4 it says,
因他使我们和睦，将两相合而为一，撤毁了中间隔断的墙，所以人与人之间和好了。
He himself is our peace. He destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, so man can be reconciled.
是十字架，这个十字是个汉字，这是像一竖一横。
You know, the cross in Chinese is like a straight line and a horizontal line.
竖就是说明了神与人的和好。
The reconciliation vertically between God and man.
横就是表示人与人之间的和好。
And horizontally between man with
one another. 耶稣在地上的榜样。
The example of Jesus on earth.
他这最后的晚餐的时候
，during the Last Supper,
他与门徒下达了一道新的命令。
He gave the disciples a new commandment. 翻过来，翻过来，这个方向，这个，这个，这个。
我是给你们一条新的命令，乃是叫你们要彼此相爱。
I'll give you a new commandment that you need to love one another.
我怎么爱你们，你们也要这样相爱。
As I've loved you, so you must love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就认出你们是我的门徒。
By these, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
为何说这一条新的命令？
Why would Jesus say this is a new commandment?
在旧约里边已经有爱的命令。
In the Old Testament, there was already commandments of love.
那就是爱你的邻舍。
Love your neighbors.
在摩西的时代已经有，你们要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱你们的神。
Moses' commandment already said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, might, strength, and mind."
并且还说了要爱人如己。
And love your neighbors as yourself.
但是这条命令为什么说是新的？新在哪里呢
？Why would Jesus said?I'm going to give you a new commandment. Where is, what is new here?
我想有三个方面。
I think there were three points here.
他的范畴，爱的范畴已经是新的了。
A new scope of love.
他不再是在旧约当中的，就是说要爱邻舍。
Not only like in the Old Testament, love your neighbors only.
神的爱是要弟兄，要爱世人，甚至要爱敌人。
But God's love is love your brothers, love your neighbors, even your enemies.
他不仅是在旧约里边的爱邻舍
，no longer confined to your neighbors，
而是爱人无己，爱人舍己
，but love others as you love yourself。
今天神在十字架上舍命，为的是爱我们。
Jesus died on the cross in order to love us。
所以他是这条新命令的楷模。
So he himself is example, the model of this love。
是爱的能力是新的。
Secondly。The power of love is new.
旧约当中，十诫当中的爱邻舍，实际上是人去守，用自己的力量去实行。
In the Old Testament, loving your neighbors, you use your own strength to love.
但今天这个我们的力量来自于圣灵。
But today our strength comes from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵加给我们力量，照着神的榜样，我们去爱。
The Holy Spirit empowered us to follow God's example to love.
爱我们的弟兄。
Love our brothers,
爱世人，这是个博爱。
Love the world,
爱我们的敌人。
And even our enemies.
第三个，
thirdly,
心在哪里呢？心在这个爱的果效。
The thirdly, the result of love is different.
因为神叫我们照他样式去行。
Jesus said, follow my example.
用他爱我们的爱流传出去，流传出去，是世人知道基督的爱。
How he loves us, we love others. So people know the love of Christ.
而来归向他。
In then return to God.
所以我们这个果效是传播福音。
So the result would be we spread the gospel.
保罗在哥林多前书十三章。
In First Corinthians, Paul. First Corinthians chapter 13.
他讲了爱的真谛。
He explains the meaning, the essence of love.
也是颂歌。
It's also a song.
他对爱做了一个精确的定义。
He gives love a concise definition.
我在想，这也是我们遵行主的新命令的一个生命长进的一个途径和方法。
I believe this will all be also be our way and approach to how to obey the new commandment of love of Jesus.
他说，爱是恒久忍耐。又有恩赐。
Love is patience, love is kind.
但是接下来他讲了爱是八个不。
And we know, continuing on, Paul said, eight no.
爱是不妒忌。
It does not envy.
不自夸，不张狂。
Does not boast,
and not proud. 不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处。
It's not rude, it's not self-seeking.
不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs.
不喜欢不义。
Does not delight in evil.
只喜欢真理。
Rejoice only with the truth.
然后他用四个非常肯定的口吻。
And then continuing on four very affirmative explanation reflections.
就是凡事包容。
Always protect.
凡事相信。
Always trust.
凡事盼望。
Always
凡事能耐。
Hopes and always perseveres.
这里的凡事是什么？就是一切的事。
Always meaning all the time.
就是爱要包容一切，在一切上有信心。
Protect everything. Protect, always trust in
it. 一切有盼望。
In all things we hope.
要忍受一切。
In all things we persevere.
保罗在圣灵的感动下传播了这一个爱的信息。
But the Holy Spirit, Paul gave us this message of love.
这实际上是超越了人的美德。
Indeed, it surpasses human morality.
这种爱不是出于人性的感动和情感的这一个激励。
This love doesn't come from emotional stirring.
而是来源于神。
But it comes from God.
这是靠着圣灵的力量战胜了自我，在基督的生命里面活出来的爱。
It is by the Holy Spirit we overcome ourselves and live forth the life of Christ.
这是能够促进人类的和谐。
And it really can reconcile men.
这个爱也是神对我们的旧约和新约的一个要求。
This is also the demand of love.From us, new believers.
保罗所说的这个爱，既不是不仅仅是一个思想
，It's not just an ideology,
而且是一个信念而付之于的一个行动。
But it is something we need to live it out in action.
它使我们能比得高尚，而且能够长进成为完全。
And we can grow unto perfection in this love.
也是我们平时所说的，就是基督的香气。是神形象的一个彰显。
It is also what we said. It is aroma, the fragrance of Christ manifested in our life.
他讲了十个凡，四个凡字。
So four always.
就是凡事包容，凡事相信。
Always protect, always trust.
凡是盼望
always
凡是能力
hope and always perseveres.
但是因为今天的时间的关系我只能讲前面两个。
Because of time, I will only concentrate on two.
凡是包容和凡是相信。
It always protects and always trusts.
我先讲一个凡事的包容。
First, always protects.
包容是什么？
What is protect?
包容是一种宽容和容纳。
Protect is you encompass and you accept.
就是里边的一种度量。
Your dimensions inside.
这是基督的爱生发出来的一种接纳和赦免。
It is because of Christ you accept and you bear all things.
今天的社会缺少了包容，所以满了争斗。
You know, this world is full of strifes. We don't accept and we don't bear with one another.
今天的世界因为缺少了包容，而到处都是战争。
And because we don't bear with one another, it's full of wars everywhere.
世界上的大国为了争权独立，而且明枪暗斗。
Great kingdom, great empire, because of strife, they fight one another.
彼此称霸，鱼食肉果。
And they want to claim to be the best and strongest, and invade the weaker countries.
世界的征战不断。
That's why so many warfare among the countries.
像现在的叙利亚，以前的就是阿富汗、伊拉克战争。
Like Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq war.
但是弱者也不甘心受辱。
But the weak country didn't want to succumb.
他们要采取报复来发泄自己的仇恨。
And they want to revenge and express their anger.
他宁为肉碎，不求瓦全。
We'd rather be destroyed together. I won't fulfill your dream.
人群当中称为最弱势的群体，妇女和小孩。
You know, we think the women and the children are the weakest.
他们也偏挂上阵。腰缩了手机中的炸弹冲向人群。
Even the weak women became the suicide bomber.
采取恐怖的行为而正是所谓的圣战。
And performed terrorist attacks, and they name it as the Holy War.
所以恐怖分子真的是风起云云。
That's why so many terrorists happening everywhere.
国要攻打国，民要攻打民，这就是一个末世的时代。
Countries against countries, people against people. This is the last day.
今天的家庭少了的包容。
What about a family? We lack bearing one another.
婚姻走向了坟墓，实际上就家庭就成了一个战场。
The end of marriage arrives, family becomes a war zone.
今天教会如果缺少了包容。
Now, what about the church? If the church lacks love,
就是没有和睦合一。神就不在其中，教会就成了社会的团体和组织。
No harmony, no unity. The church will become just an earthly organization.
所以弟兄姊妹，看一看，人缺少了包容，是何其的可怕。
So brothers and sisters, look around. If we lack this bearing one another, it will be terrible.
今天包容是神要我们活出的一个基督的品格和度量。
To bear with one another is the virtue from God.
包容是什么？就是追求人类的和睦。
To bear with one another is to pursue harmony with one another.
就是与事不相争，不争斗。
We don't strive, we don't quarrel.
要忍耐，不要轻易的发怒。
We'll be patient, we don't become angry easily.
凡事谦让，就是谦虚承让。
And in humility, we let others first.
就是保罗所说的，不要自夸。也不要就是张狂。
It's what Paul has said here. We don't become boastful or envy or arrogant.
包容就是不求私利，不求自己的益处。
To bear with one another, you don't seek your own interest.
包容是不计较人的恶。
And also, we keep no record of wrongs.
这是赦免和饶恕。
We forgive.
所以包容实际上包含了许许多多的爱的品格。
So to bear with one another includes many virtues of love.
所以我在想，包容实际上是爱最高的一个境界。
So I would say to bear with one another is the highest level of love.
凡事包容，只有基督的生命才能活出这样的宽宏大量。
Indeed, only the life of Christ.Can empower us to live for this love.
因为耶稣有爱敌人的胸怀。
Because Jesus himself loved his enemies.
耶稣在路加福音里边说，亲口说，这是我告诉你们这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他。
In the book of Luke, chapter 6:27, I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you.
恨你们的要待他好。
Do good to those who hate you.
但诅咒你们的要为他祝福。
Bless those who curse you.
凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
Pray for those who abuse you.
有人打你这边的礼，你要那边的也给他打。
To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also.
有人要夺你的外衣，你的内衣由他拿去。
And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic.
主的这种怜悯，这种慈悲，人是很难做到的。
As human, we cannot have this mercy and grace.
但是他自己这样做了。
But Jesus himself did.
他是十字架上被钉死的时候。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他为他钉他的仇敌来祷告。
He prayed for forgiveness of those who nailed him.
求主赦免他们。
Pray for their forgiveness.
他不但这样做，而且要教导我们，要照着的样子，他的样式来去行。
Not only he did that, he also asked us and demanded us to follow his example.
我想一个问题。
One question here.
世人是没有神的爱，没有神的生命。
The world has got no love from God.
所以他们不可能来包容仁爱。所以他们彼此争斗好像很正常。
It's impossible for them to bear one another. So it's normal for them just to fight with one another.
但是我们是神的门徒。
But we are God's disciples.
圣灵住在我们里边，神住在我们里边。
The Holy Spirit lives inside us.
我们有基督的生命，有基督的性格。
We have the life of Christ. We have the characters of Christ.
应该是彼此包容，彼此相爱。
We should bear with one another, love one another.
但是为什么我们人与人不能和睦，教会不能合一，家庭没有见证。
That how come we still cannot be in harmony among one another in the families, even in church?
这是因为我们的肉体，我们有太多的自我，我们的性格，我们的情感和主张。
It's because of ourselves, our flesh. We have our own ideas, opinions, and emotions.
塞满了我们里边，所以是我们基督的这个生命，它的不当。没办法活出来。
All this have stuck our inside. That's why Christ no longer have a space inside.
我们就成了一个小信的人，狭窄的人。
We become very narrow and we become very little faith.
所以我今天要跟大家交通的第一个就是人的骄傲致富。
So the first I want to share.
拦阻了我们去凡事包容。
Is that our own pride has disallowed us to bear with one another.
耶稣说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负的我的轭，学我的样式。
Jesus said in the book of Matthew, I am meek and lowly, follow my example.
保罗在罗马书当中说，
And Paul in the book of Romans says,
我凭着所赐给我的恩对你们个人说，
For the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you,
不要看自己故意当看的。
Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
要照着圣灵所赐给个人的信心来看得合乎中道。
But to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith.
什么叫合乎中道？就是你是什么样，你就看自己是什么。
What does it mean by according to the measure of faith? It is whoever you are, just take it as you are.
但是人心往往是高顾自己，高抬自己，自以为是，自以为意。
But men are always boastful and proud, always think I'm better than others.
他把自己的长处与别人的短处去比。
He compared his own strength with others' weakness.
所以藐视别人，而自看高看高自己。
So despising others and exalting ones.
一个骄傲的人一定是一个刚愎自用、心里狭窄的人。
You know, a proud person would certainly be a narrow and arrogant person.
他容不下别人的亏欠和不义，而且他别人眼中的刺。
He cannot bear the shortcomings of others and can only see the problems from others.
但是他容得下自己对人的亏欠、自己的不义， 而自己眼中的良目。
And he will forgive and accept his own shortcomings and will accept and bear his own plank of wood in his eye.
骄傲的人，他的性情一定是不柔和，而是容易发怒的。
A proud person will always never be mild and gentle and easily will be angered.
因为耶稣说谦卑柔和，柔和是个谦卑来在一起。
You know, Jesus said, I'm meek and lowly. Meek and lowliness always come together.
骄傲一定是喜欢相争，造成不和。
A proud person loves to strive and fight.
所以雅各书当中说，因为人的怒气不能成全神的义。
James tells us, man's anger cannot fulfill God's righteousness.
一个骄傲人的心里一定是黑暗刚硬的。
Now, a proud person's heart always will be very stubborn.
他不能接受肢体的提醒和劝勉。
He cannot accept criticism or comments from others.
他不能接受神在他身上的修理和改造。
And also would not accept even God's discipline of his life.
总觉得自己是对的。
Always think I'm the right person.
所以人能否看到这一点，自己的骄傲。看到自己的黑暗，而且是改正自己这个错误，实际上灵命长进一个非常非常重要的一个因素。
So this is a very important step for spiritual growth. If you see, you can see that you are a proud and arrogant person.
按照一般的情况，如果我今天多读经、多祷告，我的灵命一定是多长进。
Normally, people would think if I read more the Bible, I pray more, then my life will grow strong.
可是一个骄傲的人。他是虽然竭力追求，但是他的灵命还是没办法长进。
Unfortunately, a proud person, even though he or she tries very hard, he still cannot grow.
因为他的心门是向神关闭的。
Why? Because his heart was closed to God.
他不接受神的光照和修理。
He doesn't accept the light or discipline from God.
所以他的祷告就像法利赛人祷告，充满了自义和骄傲。
So even his prayer is like the Pharisees, full of self-boasting.
他的读经不能触摸到里边的光景。
His Bible study doesn't allow light shine inside.
只是追求头脑的知识，以至于知识使人自高自大。
He's only pursuing knowledge, and we know knowledge puffs up.
人往往以自己，我信主多年。
People think I have been believers for so many years.
我读经很多。
I've read so many Bibles.
我懂得多。
I know a lot.
而是我比你所灵。
And I'm more spiritual than you.
而夸耀。
And he boasts of this.
实际上这是非常可怜的事情。
Indeed, it is very pitiful.
有人说自己我读了圣经多少遍多少遍。
If you claim you have read the Bible so many times,
读经是不讲变数的。
It doesn't count.
是讲你领受了话语多少，而去吸收了多少。
Indeed, what counts is how you have accepted the word of God and how you have been changed by the word of God.
是改变了生命多少，活出了多少。
It is how much change happens in your life and how much you have manifested this life.
是不是活在人话语的当中，走在神的道中。
Do you really walk your talk?
所以人如果拒绝圣灵的工作，
So if a man rejects the word of the Holy Spirit,
几乎读经许多年，几乎跟随主许多年，读经几十遍，但是还是没有多大的益处。
You might be followers for many years, you might have read the Bible for many times, it still doesn't
count. 所以我们是一个骄傲的人，遇人是无益的。
So a proud person is useless.
必定对人缺乏一个谅解和包容。
We have to be forgiving and forbearing.
破坏了人间的和谐。
If not, you will only destroy the relationship among
them. 自己也活在一个痛苦和败坏之中。
And you yourself live in a state of pitiless.
所以箴言说，败坏自己之先，人心骄傲。
The book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 12. Before destruction, a man's heart is haughty.
箴勇之前，之前必有谦卑。
But humility comes before honor.
便彼得前书，他说，因为神抵挡骄傲的人，赐福给谦卑的人。
Peter tells us clearly.
所以你们要自卑，要伏在神大能的手下，到时候他必叫你们升高。
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, He may exalt you.
我记得刚来澳洲的时候，我的同学他教给我一个事情。
I remember when I first came to Australia, my classmate told me one thing.
他的老师是个男的教师。
His teacher was a male teacher.
我也见过这个老师非常温文尔雅。
I've met that teacher.
非常的温和。
A very gentle and mild man.
也有爱心，能帮助人。
Full of love and always helpful.
同学告诉我，他是因为婚姻的缘故来到了澳洲。
My classmate told me he came to Australia because of a problem in his marriage.
人是不错的，但是离了婚。
A nice man, but divorced.
我当时非常吃惊，怎么会离了婚呢？这么好的男人。
I was very surprised. How could such a nice man would be divorced?
他告诉我，因为他的妻子太强势，太骄傲。
He told me because his wife was too strong and too overpowering.
他始终一直认为他太老实，太没有用，太窝囊。
And the wife complains, "You're always just too placid, cannot do anything."
所以经常挑剔他，看不起他。
And always fault finding, always despising and looking down on him.
有一次，他跟他们一起出去旅游，是男的驾车。
Once they were having a journey, the man was driving.
妻子也是个姊妹，他就不耐烦，他感觉他开得太慢，太小心了。
And the wife, also a Christian, complained that the husband was driving so slow.
所以最后说，你下来，我来开。
So at the end, asked the husband, "You come down, I'm going to drive."
所以这样的最终离了婚。
At the end, they divorced.
当然，我听到的是一些，可能还有其他原因。
Of course, this is just a little incident.
Many other happenings. 但像这种的例子实在是太多了。
But we have so many such.
如果一个家庭如果是一方骄傲强势的话，
even in the family, among couples, if one is too strong,
往往形成了悲剧。
Disastrous results.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
魔鬼是什么？就是天使长因他高抬自己，骄傲而被坠落到地上，成为魔鬼。
What's the nature of the enemy, Satan? His nature was pride and arrogance.
所以魔鬼挑选一些什么高抬自己骄傲的人，来借助他来破坏家庭和教会。
So Satan would choose the same kind of persons, proud and arrogant, to destroy family and church.
所以我们需要警醒。
So we need to be sober.
活在神的光中，来正确的来对待自己。
Live in the light of God and properly treat ourselves.
才能跟随基督来学习包容和饶恕人。
Then we can follow Christ and learn bearing with one another.
第二个我要想的是，人的肉体缺乏真爱而拦阻了凡事包容的实质。
Secondly, our human flesh indeed lack true love to forbear one another.
神要求我们在凡事上包容，是出于一种爱。
God demands us to bear one another. It is out of love.
首先要忍受一切。要学会忍受一切，哪怕是侮辱、痛苦、打击。
First, we have to forbear everything, including insults, including attacks.
神的爱能够使我们忍受得住。
It is God's love empowering us to be able to forbear this.
再艰难也不放弃。
Even with extreme difficulties, we won't give up.
忍的功课是不好学的，因为忍字头上是一把刀。
You know, it's hard to learn patience. In Chinese, the wording patience above the patience is a knife on top.
因为心的上面是个刀，一抵就是个人，就尖锐的刀。
It's like a knife piercing your heart when you learn patience.
但是为了爱，不得不忍。
But because of love, we learn patience.
有话说得好，忍一忍，风平浪静；退一步，海阔天空。
There's a good saying: you just be patient and withdraw yourself, then everything will become better.
今天如果你不忍，
Today,
你高一句，你争一句，令对方也是争一句，这不成了害羞了吗
？You know, today if you don't hold back, you just burst out, and the other parties also burst out, and it become very wavy.
所以人是要学习包容的第一个功课。
So to be patient is the first lesson to learn how to forbear.
包容的含义还有一个是宽容容纳。
Forbear also is to encompass.
你的心胸要宽，不挑剔，不计较。
To be inclusive, you have a broad heart, you don't mind minor things.
不穷钻不舍，而且要给人留一个回转的余地。
You won't chase people to the end, but give allowance to people.
就要给予谅解和包容。
You try to be forgiving, to be understanding.
要忘记不愉快的事情，人不能只从自己要考虑。
Forget this unhappy event. You don't just always consider things out of your own
mind. 要学习换位来思考。
And learn to think from the other side.
如果这桩事情发生的时候，处在你在他的地位，你的感觉是如何？
Put yourself in other shoes and how you will respond.
这就是一个换位。
This is change of position.
所宽容进到什么呢？进到赦免和饶恕。
Because of that, you learn to forgive.
不能得理不饶人。
You cannot be because I'm right, I'm not going to let you go.
古话说得好，要得饶人处，欠饶人。
Even Chinese slogan, whatever possible, just forgive.
饶恕赦免的目的是为了什么？
And the aim,
是为了接纳和得到一个人。
And the purpose and aim of forgiving is to gain him.
神今天对我们的要求，要求我们饶恕赦免，是不讲条件，不计前嫌，不计算人的恶。
And God's demand on us to forgive is we do not take record of previous wrong, and we do not allow these old events bothering you.
神在耶利米书里边讲，
In the book of Jeremiah, God says,
我要赦免他们的罪孽，
I will forgive their trespasses.
不再计算他们的罪恶。
Will not remember their sins.
这是耶和华说的。
This is what the Lord said.
神为了赦免他们，忘记了他们的罪孽。
God has forgotten their iniquities in order to forgive them.
圣经鲁加福音当中，耶稣亲自举了一个浪子回头的故事来说明怎样的来赦免。
In the book of Luke, Jesus used the parable of the prodigal son to explain about forgiveness. The younger son, the prodigal son.
他不顾父亲刺痛父亲的腰，而是他拿了要求分得的家产。
He ignored his father. He really hurt his father's heart, but just grabbed the wealth.
他远走高飞，任意挥霍，耗尽了资产。
And just left the father, wasted his life and wealth.
最后穷困潦倒，只能帮人放猪。
At the end, he was desperate, could only look after the pigs.
他饥饿的恨不得吃猪吃的豆角来充饥，但是没有人给他。
He was so hungry that he would like to share the food or the pot, the egg, the pigs would eat.
这个时候他忽然醒来了。
No one would give it to
him. 他想我父亲有很多的工人呢，雇工。
And all of a sudden he remembered, my father,
口粮有余。
I got so many hired servants, full of food.
我今天倒在饿死在这里。
But I'm going to perish here with hunger.
所以他想，不，我要起来，我要到父亲那里去。
He said, No, I will arise and go back to my father.
我要向父亲说，父亲，我得罪了天，也得罪了。
And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
我不配称你为儿子，我只能把我当作你的一个雇工。
I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.
于是他就起来。向父亲那里去了。
So he arose and came to his father.
弟兄姊妹，这个父亲是何等的慈爱。
What a beautiful and loving father here.
他没有责怪儿子要分家的无理要求。
He didn't blame the unreasonable demand of his son.
尽管他的心被这个不孝子子刺痛。
His heart was really hurt by this son.
他仍旧爱着这个儿子，天天盼着他要回来。
But he still loved this son and daily waiting for his return.
因为父亲的爱，他早已经忘记这个儿子的这一些过犯。
Because of love, he already had forgotten the trespasses of this son.
父亲的心里只有一个意念。
Only one mind.
你能回来，
return,
我全赦免你的一切过。
If you return, I will forgive all your iniquities.
一概不计较。
I will not take into account.
我们说何以见得呢？
How can we see that?
我们看一看二十章二十节。
If you look at verse 20,
二十节就说儿子，他于是起来往他父亲那里去。
Verse 20, he arose and came to his father.
相连还远。
While he was still a long way off,
他父亲看见他了，就动了慈心。
The father saw him and felt compassion.
跑去抱着儿子。
And ran and embraced him.
与他亲嘴。
And kissed him.
弟兄姊妹，我们来看一看，请注意。
Look carefully, brothers and sisters.
这个狼子回来的时候，不是狼子，他惭愧不干。走这样神而且这样父亲而父子呢盼自心切啊你看到儿子来了激动的快一点跑过去
It is not so much the prodigal son running towards the father but the father was full of compassion and ran for him
为什么说动了慈心呢
It says he felt compassion
距离很远但是父亲看到那儿子落魄的样子
It's still a long way off but the father saw the rundown
心里舍不得啊
And he really couldn't take it.
儿子在外边放猪，又脏又臭，衣服烂褴
，dirty and smelly, looking after pigs.
人家没办法给他接近。
No one would like to draw close to him.
但是父亲
，but the father
跑过去抱住他亲吻
，ran after him, embraced him and kissed him.
这是什么？这就是赦免。
Well, this is forgiveness.
他不需要儿子说什么。
He doesn't even need the son to say sorry.
也不要讲什么理由。
No need to explain.
你这个父亲过去有没有什么讲过？问他，你的家产到哪里去了
？And the father didn't ask what happened to my wealth.
也没有责备他，你为什么这样的不听话而落到今天这个光景
？And didn't rebuke the son. How come you're so foolish? Now see what you have done.
我今天饶恕了你，你以后要好好的吸取教训。
I'm going to forgive you today, but you need to live a good life in the future.
父亲这样讲吗？没有。
Did the father say this? No.
父亲只要他回来。
The father just want his son return.
他的回来已经说明了一切。
You know, his return always, already tells everything.
他的心，因为儿子回来，他心里已经满足了。
Because the son has returned, the father's heart was fulfilled.
我想这个心态，你做父亲和母亲的，多应该，多我们会有这样的心态。
I'm sure as father and mother, we all can understand this.
当儿子见到父亲的时候说，
And then the son,
父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了地。
He told the father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
我真是不配做你的儿子。
I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
父亲没等他说回下面一句话，你把我当作雇工吧？没有，没有等他回，就叫仆人。
But the father didn't wait for him to finish his word. Immediately asked the servant,
上好的袍子
Bring quickly the best robe.
拿出来给他穿上
Put it on him.
把戒指套在他的手上
Put the ring on his hand.
把鞋子穿在他的脚上
and shoes on his feet.
把肥牛犊起来宰了
Bring the fattened calf and kill it.
我们可以吃喝快乐
Let us eat and celebrate.
因为这个儿子是死而复活
For this my son was dead.
是死而复活的
And is alive again.
他们就快乐起来
Lost and is found, and they began to celebrate.
从这个故事告诉我们什么呢
You know this story tells us what.
赦免是不讲道理
Forgiveness is actually unreasonable.
父亲对儿子他既有忍耐而且有宽容。
The father to the son, forbear and forgive.
更有接纳，这三个连起来就是对包容做了一个完整的解释。
And also accept. It depicts the whole meaning of bearing one another.
就是忍受、宽容和接纳。
You are patient, you accept and you forgive.
父亲没有把小儿子拒在门外。
The father didn't cast the younger son outside.
取而代之的是拥抱接吻。
But replaced it with embracing and kissing.
父亲没有让他去做过工，而是给了他的袍子穿。
The father didn't allow him to be just one of the hired servants, but gave him the best robe.
袍子是什么？袍子就是代表一个地位。
You know what does it represent? Represent a position.
给他戒指戴上。戒指代表什么？戒指代表权力。
A ring, and a ring represents authority.
鞋子什么？鞋子代表做女儿的儿女的一个象征。
What about the shoes? It represents identity.
一个资格。
his child, being a son.
因为奴隶当时的奴隶仆人没有鞋子穿。
Because back then the slaves they didn't wear shoes.
肥牛肚是什么？肥牛肚就是当喜庆的时候要拿来宰的。
What about a fattened calf? It represents celebratory feasts.
所以父亲的行动是亲吻。
So
给他袍子穿，给他戒指戴，跟他鞋子穿，给他肥牛肚吃。
So the actions
代表了一个接纳。
So the actions of the father represent full acceptance, kissing, embracing, putting rings, giving shoes, and kill the fattened calf.
神告诉我们一个，另一方面再告诉我们一个浪子回头的一个属灵意义。
On the other hand, we can see the spiritual meaning of the return of the prodigal son.
浪子就是我们。
We are the prodigal son.
父亲就是天父。
This father is heavenly father.
天父对待转回的罪人，他是肯容让，是接纳。
The attitude of our Heavenly Father towards us sinners is to accept and forgive.
赦免我们，给我们一个儿子的名分。
He forgives our sins and gives us identity of his children.
接纳我们成为一个天国的子民。
Accepting us as the people of the kingdom of heaven.
我想我们还进一步的可以从耶稣对待彼得的态度来说明了这个赦免。
Further on, we can see how Jesus treat his disciples to understand the meaning of forgiveness.
彼得三次不认主。
You know, Peter denied Jesus three times.
耶稣第一次向他显现复活的时候。
When first appearing to Peter, Jesus told.
他没有问彼得，你为什么三次不认我？
He didn't challenge Peter. Why will you forsake me three times?
因为他知道彼得的软弱，已经早已赦免了他。
Because Jesus understood the infirmities of Peter. He already forgave him.
他见到彼得的时候三次问他，彼得，西门，你爱我吗？
Indeed, three times when Jesus met Simon Peter, he asked Simon Peter, do you love me?
你要喂养我的小羊，你要牧养我的羊，
feed,
你要喂我的羊。
Feed my lamb, feed my sheep, and feed my lamb.
这个意思什么意思？
So what does it mean?
耶稣问他，你爱我吗？
When Jesus asked, do you love me?
实际上就是说他是你要爱我，要放下这一切，要胜过这一切，然后你来跟随我，为我牧羊，来抚养我的羊群。
So Jesus explained to Peter the meaning of love. You forsake all this, but you come and feed my lamb and tend my sheep.
主相信他而委任他的重任。
Jesus believes in him.And indeed commissioned him.
所以主尽管没有责备彼得。
So Jesus didn't rebuke Peter.
但是主的爱，主的信任。
But he trusts him.
使彼得忧伤痛悔的灵得到了安慰。
This trust really comforts the broken heart of Peter.
主的爱激励彼得成为了一个神大用忠心的仆人。
The love of Christ constrained Peter and he became the great workers of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是神的方法。
Brothers and sisters, this is the way of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
主是这样的怜悯慈悲的来爱我们，他的爱是不讲条件，不讲理由的来包容我们。
God loves us unconditionally. He forgives and he accepts us.
保罗说，爱人不可虚假。
Paul tells us,
恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
Love must be sincere. We abstain from evil and we draw close to.
以弗所书里边保罗讲，以前你们是暗昧的，但如今在光明里，你们在主里边是光明的。
You were used to be in darkness, but now you are the children of light.
你们行事为人要像光明的子女。
And you should live like the children of light.
我们的主彼得在彼得二书上说他。因为他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
And Peter says, Jesus himself, he has sinless and his mouth with no wickedness.
被骂不还口。
When he was
受害不错。
He didn't rebuke. When he was hurt, he didn't retaliate.
受害不说威吓的话。
He didn't speak words of revenge.
我们的主是这样一位慈爱不爱的主。
You know, our Lord is so loving and forgiving.
但是我们是怎么样的光景呢？
What about ourselves?
我们很难做到这样的慈悲， 这样的怜悯，这样真诚的爱。
It's very hard for us to be so loving, so caring, and so forgiving.
因为我们有肉体。
Why? Because we have the flesh.
我们有事母。
We have our own self.
所以我们就没有这样的度量。
We do not have this dimension.
一般人的天性总是好讲道理。
You know, our human nature always wants to fight for our own righteousness.
不肯吃亏。
I won't suffer loss.
当有人得罪我，甚至是得到无理待遇的时候，这个对待的时候
，If someone treats me badly or mistreats me，
对别人所犯的错误和亏欠
，and the shortcomings of others，
心怀不平，耿耿于怀
，will always hurt us and will not easily let it go。
如果经历这方面的多次碰到多次的反复的积累。
If this happens repeatedly,
这个冤一直越深
and strife would continue to build up.
恨不得不要看到他，把他拒之门外。
I really no longer want to see you. I just want to ignore you.
但这样做好像又是说不过去，因为违背了神爱的教导。
But then we know that it is not according to God's teaching. We don't know what to do.
所以怎么办呢？
So what to do?
有个办法。就是 当他回归的时候，我们给他设了一个门槛，这个门槛是为真理的门槛。
So we put an excuse, excuse of truth.
想办法把他拦在外边。
And use this excuse to exclude people.
你要回来可以啊。
Yeah, you can come back, you can return.
你要我们包容赦免可以啊。
It's okay, we can accept and forbear you.
但是你要做出解释。
But you need to explain.
你要按照我们的要求去做。
But according to our demand.
实际上，这是搞错了一个方向。
Indeed, it is the wrong way back.
这是把我们自己放在一个代替神来做审判的这个地位。
Indeed, we are playing God. We are playing judge.
真的不要搞错了，认罪悔改是向神认罪。
Remember, we confess our sins before God.
不是向你和向人。
We do not demand brothers or others to confess sins to you.
来到神的面前，他受了圣灵的光照。
If a brother, under the light of the Holy Spirit,
他看到自己有罪有亏欠。
He felt he knew that he has committed sin.
就像让子的例子一样。
It will be like the example of the prodigal son.
他就像神会认罪。
He confessed his sin before God.
他就会向人道歉和好。
And he will apologize to man and ask for reconciliation.
这是神的感动，而不是人的强求。
This is the work of God, and it is not a work of man.
也不是得到作为一个得到赦免和包容的条件。
And there shouldn't be a condition of receiving forgiveness.
这实际上是违背了神的教导。
If we do that, it is against God's teaching.
有的时候我们看到这些人为的门槛呢是浮动的。
Sometimes we can see the excuses put up by man is changing.
是因人而异的。
Is, it varies according to different people.
当我们看到我们同情的而且我们看得惯的人如果他犯了同样的错误。
People we like and if they commit the same issue, same mistake,
如果他要回来的话，我们可以把这个门槛降低，甚至撤去这个门槛。
If he wants to return, we will lower the threshold or even remove the obstacles.
说我们应该相爱，不要计较。
We tell ourselves, "Oh, we need to love, we need to forgive."
我们应该为他回来，我们高兴。
We should be joyful because he's returning.
但到看见不顺眼的得罪我的弟兄们，他要回来，这个门开就抬得高。
But as towards those we don't like or those who offended us, we put the threshold or bar very high.
总感觉这个真理必须坚持。
And we insist that we must hold on to the truth.
我比你还要硬。
You know, if you are stern, I'm more stern than you.
你不肯低头，我就不让你进。
If you don't want to come down, I will not let you come in.
所以彼此之间缺少了什么？饶恕、谅解，跟没有交通。
Truly, it is lacking forgiveness, understanding.And fellowship.
就对对方缺少了忍受的这种耐心。
And we lack this patience.
有的时候我们感觉我们已经忍受过很多次了。
Well, sometimes you think, I've already forbear for so many times.
已经不能再忍了。
It's enough is enough.
但是神的标准是什么？
But what is God's standard?
不是七次，而是七十个七次。
It's not seven times, but 70 times seven.
490次。
490 times.
这是多少的容量？
How many times?
这是耶稣在回答彼得问他，如果一个弟兄得罪我七次，这样行吗？我饶恕他行吗？
This is Jesus' answer when Peter asked him.
我饶恕他七次行吗？
How many times should I forgive my brothers?
要七十个七次。
If you offend me times, seven times. But Jesus said 70 times seven.
因为我们去少了爱。
Because we lack love.
我们没有这个很多的耐心来等候圣灵的工作。
We do not have this patience to allow the Holy Spirit to work.
所以巴不得喜欢呢，看到是用权柄来实施对不同意见做出这一个处理。
So we use authority to deal with things that is wrong.
所以我们实际上对于自己的一种情感，所以最近这是和睦同居彼此的这些道理，包括弟兄姊妹的劝勉，我们往往听不进去。
And because of that, it's hard for us to listen to other brothers and sisters' encouragement.
总感觉这些是属灵的高调。
And we just try to uphold so-called spiritual truth.
尽管我们一再的强调意向，一再的强调，凡事以基督为首位。
We might emphasize and exalt that Christ be the preeminence in all things.
但实际上是人自己的情感为主。
But indeed, we allow our own emotions to govern us. 人与人之间的和谐破坏了。So we destroyed the harmony among one another.
没有合一，在人前面没有见证。
No unity, and we lost the testimony before men.
更有甚的，我们是神的儿女。
You know, we are children of God.
但是当我们行事的时候，往往喜欢用人世间世人的方法。
But unfortunately, when we act,We act according to human standard.
用一些小聪明、小动作，这些很隐患的语言。
We use our little intelligent mind and schematically we act.
来触犯对方的怒气，陷对方于被动。
We excite or indeed provoke others to sin.
所以这种做法看起来很聪明，实际上是亏损了自己。
You know, you think you are very smart.Indeed, you are sinning against God.
因为神说，我耶和华鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的。
You know, God said, I'm God who examines.
马可福音里边记了耶稣亲口说
And Jesus in the book of Mark says
你们如不饶恕人你们在天上的父也不饶恕你们
If you
过犯
If you do not forgive others your father will also not forgive you
我们的主他是怜悯慈爱的主
Our Lord is loving and compassionate
他说我喜欢连续我不喜欢祭祀。
I desire mercy and not sacrifice.
压伤的芦苇它不折断，将柴的灯火它不专吹灭。
A bruised reed he will not crush.
他要向我们学习。
A smoking flame he will not quench. I desire mercy and not sacrifices.
圣经当中举了一个故事一个例子
The Bible tells us a parable
雅各和约翰因做撒玛利亚城章里的人不接待他们
You know James and John because the villages of Samaria they didn't accept them
他要求耶稣吩咐火从天上降下来把他们灭绝烧死
And they asked indeed Jesus to send fire from heaven to destroy the village
像以利亚所做的那样
，like what Elijah did，
耶稣责备两个门徒
But Jesus rebuked the disciples.
你们的心如何你们不知道。
You don't understand your heart.
人子来不是要灭人的命。
The Son of Man comes not to destroy,
要救人的性命。
But to save.
说着就往别的城章去了。
And then after that, they left for another country.
雅各、约翰。
James and John.
他就是怨恨那些城章里的人是因为出于对主的爱。
While they, James and John, they hated the people, the Samaritans.
但是他们不知道耶稣的心情，不理解耶稣的心情。
Thinking that, it is the love of God.
缺少了基督里边的宽容和仁爱。
But they didn't really understand. They lack the compassion of Jesus.
或许我们也会愤怒、恼怒那些亏欠主的人。
Maybe we are the same. We become very angry at those who had, sinned against God.
我们的恼怒好像确实是有的理由。
We have our ground of being angry.
但是我们要谨慎。
But let's be careful here.
不要凭着血气行事。
Do not act by your flesh.
我们不要过分的严厉的对待人。
We cannot be too strict toward others.
我们否则就会使人心损伤，是伤害。
Otherwise, you will only hurt people.
以至于这断了，这断了就是压伤的芦苇。
And then we will continue to crush those bruised reed.
吹灭了将彩的灯火。
We will quench the smoking flame.
神的爱是这断的芦苇，它不折断，但是将彩的灯火它不吹灭的。
But Jesus' love is He will not crush the bruised reed, and He will not sniffer the smoking flame.
所以这些人，我们应该用爱心为他带走，搀扶他们。
Towards these people. We are to love them, we are to help them.
不要轻易的把人作为一个去可以拒绝的。
And we will we'll be very careful not to reject people.
所以愿我们能够体恤神的心肠。
May we have the compassion of God.
愿以我们以基督的心为心。
We have the heart and mind of Christ as ours.
求神给我们里边有个诚这个容忍仁爱的心。
May God give us this loving and compassionate attitude.
我们求圣灵来开启我们里边的眼睛。
We pray the Holy Spirit will open our hearts and
eyes. 让我们看到今天家庭的不和，教会的不合一，我们必须承认跟我们自己有关。
So we can see that it is harmony that's causing happening in families and in church. It's because of us.
我们必须真诚的以谦卑的心态来面对自己的责任。
We must be sincere and honest, and to face our own responsibilities.
而不是完全归注于别人或者归注于一个人。
Or we, instead of just putting the blame on others.
我们如果能够遵循神的命令，激烈的追求和睦。
If we truly obey God's commandment and pursue unity.
我们必须面对我们自己的错误的态度、行为和言语。
We need to honestly face our wrong words and attitudes towards others.
我们应该愿意向对方来承认我们的错误，各自在神面前悔改。
We have to come before God and confess our shortcomings and ourselves.
因为神要求我们的必须是主动讲和。
Because God is demanding us to be active to seek reconciliation.
马太福音五章当中，耶稣亲口说
：“Jesus in the book of Matthew said,
你们如果在祭坛上献礼，献礼物
，if you are to offer a sacrifice,
如想起弟兄向你如果是怀怨
，and then you remember a brother has sinned against you,
就应该把礼物放在台前
，then you should leave aside the gift,
先去与弟兄和好
，first be reconciled to your brother,
然后回来献礼
，and then come and offer your gift.
我们的白饼纪念。”
You know, when we break the bread,
当你恨一个弟兄
if you have hatred against a brother,
或者有人抱怨的时候
or someone is against you,
你应该先去与他和好
you should leave your gift and be reconciled with him.
如果你不认罪而吃了这个饼和杯
if you do not confess your sin and partake of the cup and the wine,
圣经的教导就吃你自己的罪
the Bible says you're eating your own sin.
所以神的意念他是不管谁错谁对
God's attitude is like, doesn't care who is in the wrong.
为了追求和谐， 必须要讲的是包容。
But for the sake of harmony, you need to pursue.
只有这样才能在基督里的合一和平安。
You need to pursue harmony. Only in that you experience the peace in Christ.
第二个我今天要讲的是凡事相信。
And then secondly, I need to share is always believes.
这个相信可以理解为是爱是对一切相信。
But always believes is because in love we believe in all things.
这就是明显的说了一个爱和信的关系。
Well, it can clearly say that love and beliefs, they are united.
是营造彼此和谐的是一个非常重要的因素。
It's a very important factor to create harmony.
爱是凡事相信是两个方面。
Well, beliefs in all things, there are two perspectives.
一个是我们人对神。
First, obviously, is towards God.
我们这凡事要认定神，要信靠神。
In all things, we believe in God, we acknowledge Him, we do not doubt.
要坚定地相信他的爱。
Believe firmly in His love.
在痛苦中，我们不怀疑他的慈爱。
Even in pain, we do not doubt His loving kindness.
我们相信他的应许必定是应验。
We believe,
就像亚伯拉罕在无可指望的时候。还有曾有指望。
We believe all his promises will be fulfilled, just like Abraham, despite all hope gone, he still doesn't waver.
我们要相信，凡是说我们遇到的，都是由神的美意在当中与我们有益。
We believe all things come to us for our own benefits.
所以信心是对神的信靠、信赖、顺服、信靠顺服和等候。
So belief is to trust.And cast yourself unto God and obey and submit to His authority.
人如果说我信神，但是又去怀疑，这个信心就不正。
You know, if say, you say I believe in God, but you doubt God, then it is not true belief.
真正的信心是没有任何的怀疑。
True belief never doubts.
另一方面是对人。
And secondly, is towards man.
凡事在一切上相信。
In all things you believe.
但是要注意，这不是相信人的谎话，这不是相信。
But pay attention, we are not believing even lies.
而是对人的相信是不存恶意。
But you do not believe out of a wicked intention.
不无端的穿疑人。
You don't become suspicious either.
总是从好的方面去相信人。
You think of people from the good side.
爱的力量，相信的力量，能帮助人树立自信心。
You know, this belief can help people.Build confidence,
而造就了一个人
and you can edify the person.
你们做父亲的，在哥罗西说，你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，免得他受了自弃。
You know, Paul in Colossians says, as fathers, you don't excite your children. You don't.
就是指对儿子不信任、不相信、持有怀疑，所以每次责备他。
That means you do not disbelieve your sons, and every time you just become suspicious.
所以使子女失去了信心和自信心。
So your child becomes lose his faith.
没有了志气。
Lost his faith.
所以西方的教育往往跟我们有不同。
Well, you know the Western education is different from the Oriental.
他们相信儿子。
They always believe.
让他做什么都支持他。
Whatever the children want to do, they will support.
这样让他一个独立自主，而且能力各方面都成为能够成为一个才。
Allowing them to become independent and perform their best.
我们拿一个圣经当中巴拿巴举一个例子。
Let's use the example of Barnabas in the Bible.
巴拿巴这个名字实际上劝慰词。
Barnabas is an encourager.
就是给人劝勉和安慰。
Is to encourage and to comfort.
他的伟人跟他的名字是一样的，这样的美善。
His life manifests his name.
经上这样说。
The Bible tells us.
在使徒行传十一章当中，这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心。
Barnabas is a good man, filled by the Holy Spirit, full of faith.
是这样评定他的。
This is the Lord's description.
他心地善良，乐于助人，而且对人真诚。
Always helpful, very sincere.
他是有这样的爱心，
And
这种性格和美德,
and here's this love and this virtue.
使他跟人之间的和好,
causing him to be able to get peaceably with one another.
不会把人从坏处去想,
well, the main characteristic is he would not think others from the very negative perspective.
所以当保罗得救以后, 他到耶路撒冷去见使徒的时候,
so after Paul was saved and he went to Jerusalem to see the apostles,
一些门徒, 因为他以前残害教会, 迫逼迫, 基督徒,
many disciples, because of Paul's history of persecuting the church, they didn't believe and accept Paul.
对他心有余悸,
they had a bad feeling against Paul, didn't want to receive him.
这个时候就这是这个巴拿巴, 劝慰主,
it was then Barnabas, the encourager,
向使徒推荐他, 推荐这个保罗, 扫罗,
rose up and recommend Saul to the apostles, Paul.
为什么?
Why?
因为他的心胸很宽阔, 能够包容一切,
because his heart was wide, able to encompass.
因为他相信保罗的蒙恩得救是真的,
he believed Paul's conversion was genuine.
他是因为基于对主的爱,
because of Jesus loved inside.
他相信神奇妙的作为救恩的大能。
He believes in the love of Christ and the power of the gospel.
所以巴拿巴当被教会差遣到安提阿去帮助建立教会的时候,
so Barnabas was sent to the church in Antioch to help the church.
他就到大树邀请了保扫罗一起跟他同工。
So he went to Tarsus to invite Paul becoming his companion.
因着巴拿巴的爱, 巴拿巴的信任,
because of Barnabas' love and trust,
是扫罗大的安慰,
Saul was greatly comforted.
因着巴拿巴的引迹, because
of the recommendation of Barnabas and the opportunity of serving,
是当时的扫罗能施展他的才能和恩赐,
so Paul was able to manifest the gift he received.
这位扫罗就是后来大名鼎鼎的保罗,
that Saul became Paul at the end.
他把福音传递外邦, 在外邦建立教会,
he preached the gospel to the Gentiles and established many churches in the Gentile area.
他新开了教会新的篇章, 而且写下了非常辉煌的篇章。
He opened a new page of church history and he wrote many beautiful letters to the churches.
使徒行传15章当中,
in the book of Acts chapter 15,
也记载了保罗 第二次传道的时候, 他从安提阿出发,
it recorded Paul's second missionary journey.
他与巴拿巴引起了争论,
and he and Barnabas had a great quarreling.
为了一个年轻的人, 就是马可,
because of the young man Mark.
分道扬镳,
and they departed.
保罗不同意带马可去,
Paul didn't agree to bring Mark along.
因为什么？因为曾经在拿非利亚这个时候, 他们一起传道的时候, 保罗因吃不起苦而中途退出。
It was the history of Mark departing them because he couldn't bear the pain and suffering.
所以保罗不愿意带他。
So Paul didn't want to bring him again.
这好像人看来很正常。
It's very natural.
但是巴拿巴出于爱, 他体恤年轻人的软弱给予包容。
But Barnabas, because of love and because of his compassion for this young man,
他相信神的作为,
he believed in God's word.
他给了马可一个转回的机会,
he gave Mark a second chance.
他宁可与保罗分手, 分道扬镳, 他单独带着马可组团去传布福音。
He rather departed from Paul and brought along Mark and continued the gospel journey.
巴拿巴的信任, 他的爱, 恢复, 是马可恢复了自尊心。
His Barnabas' love actually recovered.
果然他没有辜负巴拿巴的期望。
At the end, Mark didn't frustrate Barnabas.
最终是保罗过目相看。
No, at the end, Paul was enlightened.
保罗在第一次罗马被囚的时候,
the first time when Paul was imprisoned in Rome,
保罗称他马可跟我一起同工,
Paul said, Mark, my co-worker.
保罗在第二次被囚的时候, 他写信给提摩太,
and the second time when he was imprisoned in Rome, Paul wrote to Timothy,
跟提摩太说, 与我在传道上有益。
And Paul recommended Mark that he is beneficial in my ministry.
你要把马可带来。
Bring Mark to me.
所以马可成了一个传福音的一个工人。
So Mark became a preacher
非常重要的工人。
Of the gospel, very important worker.
不仅马可给他一个极高的，保罗给了马可一个极高的评价。
Not only Paul recommended highly Mark,
而且彼得称马可是我的儿子。
And Peter said, Mark is my son.
马可从彼得那里得到了耶稣的见证和行的神迹奇事。
Mark received the story and testimony of Jesus through Peter.
他写下了马可福音，这是四福音当中最早的一个福音。
And he wrote down the book of Mark, the earliest gospel.
所以弟兄姊妹，
That's
why, 从这些例子，
brothers and sisters, from these examples,
给我们一个反思。
We need to think.
我们在与人的相处当中，在我们的家庭当中，在我们教会的服事当中，
as we deal with one another in our families, in our churches, in our ministries.
我们能否接受神这样的一个教导和劝勉？
Can we accept this teaching from God?
凡事相信，
believes in all things.
给人一种信任，一种最要转回的爱心。
Give people the benefit of doubt. Allow people opportunity to return.
我想很难做到，包括我。
Why it's very difficult, including myself.
因为这样做需要一种宽容的心怀。
Why in order to do that, we need to have a big heart.
我们往往是，比如我们举例来说，我们往往对一个姊妹或者一个弟兄的看法
，often our attitude, understanding towards a brother or sister,
是建筑于背后的传言和论断。
Often we evaluate a person according to what we have heard,
形成了一种成见
，and that became our prejudice.
尽管他一再的努力，一再的追求，甚至侍奉
，no matter how hard or He wants to try and continue to behave well.
我们往往不能认可，
we do not approve.
我们往往是因先入为主而成为一种成见。
We allow prejudice to dominate our thinking.
我们怀疑他的诚信。
We became suspicious.
所以这实际上是对人造成的伤害。
Indeed, it is very hurtful.
我们自己处在一个不和睦的境况。
We already become.The man who caused this harmony.
譬如我们对一个弟兄或者姊妹
like for example, towards a brother or sister,
灵里有提醒，有劝勉
or we want to have spiritual encouragement,
或者对教会有很好的建议或者行动
a good recommendation or suggestions for the church.
但是我们不是看他是否对我有利，对教会有利
We don't see whether it is good or bad for the church.
我们首先怀疑的他的诚心动机是什么
We suspect.The motives or motivation behind.
劝勉往往置之不理。
So we just ignore whatever he or she says.
实际上这也造成了伤害。
This also creates harm.
譬如我们有心，动机是好的，我们去劝勉人。
For example, we really out of good
heart. 帮助人更能有交通。
We encourage with one another and share with one another.
但是往往我们因为是对人怀疑，所以我们的出口的语言。往往对身少造对人造成的伤害
and because of our doubts and suspicions the way we say things can easily stumble people
事与原味
and we want to do this but the result is the opposite
就是动机是好的但是效果
good intentions but opposite results
还有的
also
实际上我们应该相信圣灵的大能
we need to believe in the power of the Holy Spirit
能够改变一个人
That he can change a person.
确实在我们的肢体当中，在我们的生活当中，夫妻之间已经有了很多的改变。
Indeed, we have seen many good changes in ourselves.
因为有神的生命在我们里。
In our families, because God's love and life inside us.
但是我们对人的偏见、不信任，往往形成一种什么，把人看死。
But because our prejudice towards people, we look down at people.
是相信自己的感觉。
We only believe in our own emotion and understanding.
不相信也不愿意看见别人的改变。
We don't want to, we don't believe that people can be changed.
所以根本看不到别人的改变和灵里的长进。
We do not see the growth and change spiritually happening already.
所以是成见的积累就成为一种仇恨。
And because accumulations of prejudice, it became a hatred.
所以是自己活在一个怎么样呢？很狭窄的一种啊，一种就是一种 这个刚硬当中。
And allowing yourself become more and more narrow and stubborn.
所以失去了彼此的和睦。
And then you lost the harmony.
彼此的交流。
Indeed, mutual fellowship.
所以完全是没有和平和喜乐。
So it's no peace, no joy.
所以圣经彼得说。
That's why the Bible Peter said,
你恨弟兄的就在黑暗中。
If you hate a brother, you're in darkness.
所以今天的成绩，我们对人的不信任，往往把我们落在一个黑暗和罪当中。
Our prejudice and disbelief in people indeed cause you to become in darkness.
所以今天我们真的要像巴拿巴那样学习。
We need to learn from Barnabas.
因主，我们爱主，我们相信神的大能，他能的救恩能够改变一个人。
Because we love God, because we trust God's power that He can change a person.
我们自己应该来到神的光中被改变。
We need to come before the light of God and be changed.
我想我今天的交通。
My sharing this morning.
我盼望大家不要对号入座，免得对你伤害。
Please do not think I'm against a particular purpose.
我今天讲的这些现象，这是在今天基督徒的世界当中都普遍存在的问题。
It is indeed very prevalent.
所以整个的教会造成了分裂，
很多的教会造成了分裂。Many strife and divisions among many churches.
今天基督神的教导给我们主里面有个提醒。
It is a reminder according to the teaching of God.
第二个
，Secondly，
我今天这样讲这些现象
，These phenomena I have described.
我跟你们有交通
，As I share with you.
不等于说人不对，恩我对。
I'm not saying.You are wrong, I'm right.
实际上我也是身上有很多的问题。
Indeed, I have so many problems myself.
也活在不是完全当中，在不完全当中。
I'm imperfect.
我今天因为接触神的话语，圣经的教导。
Use the Bible,
the teaching of God. 我有这种感觉，欲与大家一起来交通。
It's this burden to share with you.
如果你们看到我在这个神的合一和相爱当中，或者我不负圣经的，我盼望大家能够真诚的跟我提。
If you think what I've been sharing is not according to the Bible, please come to me honestly. I'm willing.
因为我们当遵守神的命令，非常要合一。我们在传讲的时候，但是我们往往不盼望我成为合一的男子。
Because we preach harmony, we preach unity, but I really don't want myself to be the obstacle to harmony.
所以我这样的感触。今天大家一起在这个当中来学习。
So we are here to learn together this lesson.
好吧，我就像今天交通就这样。
So I would like to stop.
我有一点祷告。
Here, let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们真的愿意赤路敞开，把我们的本相带到你的面前。
Dear Lord Jesus, want to come before you as we are.
让你光照我们，看到我们的黑暗。
May you enlighten us, cause us to see our darkness.
愿意回到你的面前来让你雕塑。
We're willing to return to you, allow you to mold us.
因为你痛恨假冒伪善的法利赛人。
Because you hate the hypocritical Pharisees.
说他们是粉色的坟墓。
They are the painted tomb.
你爱你的门徒。
You love your disciples.
彼得和约翰。
Peter and John.
尽管他们的脾气很坏，急性子。
Even though they have very bad temper.
圣经称他们为雷子。
People, the Bible tells them,
但是你看人看内心。
But when you see people's heart.
他们心里没有诡诈。是真的以色列人。
They are the true Israelites. There's no cunningness.
他们单纯的像小孩子一样。
They're indeed simple like children.
但是他们对你的爱，对你的渴慕，像火焰一样那么热烈。
But their love and desire of you are like flame.
今天我们是何等的无能。
Today we can't do it.
但是我们愿意，我愿意把它我自己交在主的手中。
But I'm willing to put myself to you.
让你来雕塑我。
Allow you to mold.
来洁净我。
To cleanse me.
到将来的时候能够成一个无愧的良心。
One day I can come before you with good conscience. When I see you.
主，你祝福我们的讲台。
May you bless our pulpit.
也祝福我们弟兄姊妹。
And bless brothers and sisters.
祝福我们的教会。
And bless our church,
祝福我们的家庭
our families.
你真的用爱让我们来滋润我们
Use love to cultivate.
用基督的爱来作为惩罚剂让我们活在相爱当中
And Christ's love as catalyst that we live in your love.
得着荣耀
May you be glorified.
感谢赞美主
Thank you and praise you.
祷告奉主名求
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.